Country, the new 101.9 The Wolf. It's 8:22. Dave Kelly, Susan Brown, welcome to the show. 77, where we're going to end up today. Can we get a current, please?
Yes, current temperature is 55.
I don't think it's any secrets that I might have said some things on the radio about midgets.
Right.
I have. And we have a very special guest in the studio. He is a little person. His name's Edward. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. I am honored to be on your station.
I have to get some common misconceptions out of the way.
Go ahead.
Do you have any magical powers?
I don't know if I should tell you that. I have abilities, but I don't know if I should let the secrets out.
Do you smell like cabbage?
No, I do not smell like cabbage.
He smells very good, doesn't he?
He does smell great.
Smells like obsession. I asked him, I said, man, you smell good.
He does.
Whenever you're outside and you see a plane go by, do you have an urge to scream, boss to plane into the sky?
Actually, I do.
The reason Edward's here today is to educate me. I honestly had never really met a little person face-to-face until I came into Skips.
I know nobody my size currently. I hang out with nobody my size. And honestly, I've never hung out with anybody my size. My perspective is your size.
It is.
Right.
You got to tell the story where you went to your mom. You were like 15, 16 years old, something like that?
Yeah. My mother had called Little People of America. We were living in Phoenix.
That's a real organization.
It's like a support group for little people. It's a social network and then an assistance network. And she found out about Little People of America, and she called them, and they had a convention. This was down in Phoenix, and my mother wanted me to attend this convention. I thought I was going to a concentration camp. Seriously, because I didn't know what to think about going into a place where everybody was my size.
Right.
I mean, it's like, my God, this place is full of midgets. You know? I mean, seriously.
Kelly Shaw.
Is the word midget a derogatory term?
Well, essentially no, but the thing about that is the terms midget and dwarf.
Yeah.
Separate me out from you people.
Okay.
Okay. It makes me more of a thing.
Instead of a person.
It's on a less venomous level using the N-word. And that serves to sort of dehumanize you.
Sure
and
it
then
does.
It opens it up for people to ridicule you or point you out or say stupid stuff, you know.
Are you listening to all of
yes,
this?
Yes, I'm
are
sorry.
Paying attention?
How tall are you, Edward?
I am approximately 4 feet 2 inches tall.
4 feet 2 inches tall.
I have a joke that I say that I've been saying it for a while now. Okay, I am 51 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm 50 inches tall. What does that make me?
I don't know.
5150.
What's that?
Crazy.
It's
yeah,
crazy.
Just crazy.
Kelly.
It's 8:31. Fresh Country, the new 101.9, The Wolf, Alan Jackson's a little bitty. Welcome to the show. Dave Kelly, Susan Brown, and Edward. What's your last name, Edward? I don't even know.
Sumari.
Edward Sumari.
Yes, Sumari.
Have you ever wanted to, what's that guy's name? Guy that does the Short People song?
Randy Newman?
Yeah.
You ever wanted to punch him?
Yeah. It was kind of a dopey song.
It's weird to me, from my level of thinking, and I'm not talking intelligence, I'm talking height.
Right.
Exactly.
Two different things.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I'm 6'4", and you are?
I'm about 4'2".
4'2". From my perspective, it's very strange, like you said, to see someone that's that much different.
Yeah.
I mean, the diversity in this world is so huge, but whenever you see it firsthand, it kind of freaks you out a little bit.
And I've learned that being this size.
Yeah.
I've learned it, you know, from me dealing with other people. Not just being my size and dealing with that, but just seeing the other people who are different.
And let me tell you something. People tend to look at people that are different and feel sorry for them. It's like, oh, my gosh, he's only 4'3". Mm-hmm, oh, my God. But this guy's got more women than I think I've ever had in my life.
He has
this guy is
too.
A P-I-M-P. Pimping ain't easy, and you're the pimp.
Well, I don't have a girlfriend, but I do have a lot of very, very sweet acquaintances.
Can I say what those acquaintances do for a living?
Yeah.
They're strippers.
Dancers.
See,
they're
I mean,
dancers.
You might as well go on offending. Yeah. I mean,
you're going to be a superstar now that you've been on this radio show.
Oh, I'm sure that.
He's already a superstar.
Oh, he is.
I have your station on all night.
Really?
I turn it way down, and I have the music playing all night.
And it keeps you in bed, huh?
Yeah.
And then you wake up with us.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Exactly. That is the God's honest truth.
Never woken up with a little person before.
How does it make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel so dirty. So dirty, and I love it. I love it. Edward, we appreciate you coming on, man.
Thank you. I was
really
honored to be on.
So, no more midgets. I've learned it's a bad term.
Well,
I can't say that anymore.
And you've been scolded, young man. You've been scolded.
I've learned there really are actual conventions in town.
Yeah.
They come downtown to Sacramento.
It was like last year or something like that. And
get the calls.
Because I would have wanted to go to that because I saw the Little People Big World show.
Yeah.
And they went to them, and there were some hot girls there. Darn.
Hold on. Wait a second. You went to that one, and you said, this place is full of midgets. That's what you said, right?
My perspective was not correctly adjusted then.
Oh, but it is now.
Well, after I saw the Little People show and I saw
hot
those
midgets.
Girls...
Hot little people.
I mean, seriously, we were talking hot. Seriously. I went, my God. Where did that come
from? He's going to go. He's sort of like... He's going to these conventions for the same reason you care now about the presidential election.
Oh, yeah, because Sarah Palin's so hot.
Oh, definitely. I totally agree
with
you.
You have to be able to take advantage of your situation.
She is hot. I like her. She is hot. She's cool.
You're going to have to show me some of these hot midget ladies, man, because...
David!
What
did we just learn?
Oh, hot little people.
I'm sorry, Edward.
You can come spank me if you want to. Kick me right in the shin. You know what I just realized?
What?
For him, with regular women, everything's twice as big.
Well, and everything's rather conveniently placed.
Oh, stop. All right, we got to go. Thank you very much.
The Dave Kelly Show. Yeah. Oh, real.